This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I've travelled to all seven continents of the world. I've crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Today I'm taking you on one of the most snowy and icy adventures we have ever been on. Our adventures and travels have always been based on our dream travel list, and not really taken into account my loss of vision. There was one exception to that, Antarctica. I had always wanted to visit the White Continent, so we decided that we should go while I still had this tiny bit of central vision remaining. Whenever I tell someone I've been to Antarctica, their reply is wow, and honestly, that is the best way of describing Antarctica. We flew to Ushuaia at the very tip of Argentina, where it took a heart-stopping moment as the pilot pulled up out of his landing, did a large looping circuit, and thankfully came in for a second and successful landing. A couple of days later, we boarded our steel-hulled, converted Russian scientific vessel, which we later learnt that the entire crew had fled Russia on their ship, and this would be our adventure home for the next 2 weeks. As the expedition leader passed me on the stairs when we were boarding, she said in a throwaway comment, "We will have to see what excursions you're able to go on." I was furious. We went to the cabin so I could seethe for a while and calm down before I went off to find her and read her the riot act. I said to her not to judge me by my white cane, but rather talk to me and learn what it is I am capable of. We came to an agreement that I would join her top Zodiac driver on our first outing, so they could watch me and see how well I did. Well, lessons learned all around, we got ready to sail, and we went off and made sure everything was strapped on and everything was battened down, as we were due to travel through the Drake Passage, which could be a very rough crossing. We were amazed and delighted to experience what is known as the Drake Lake, a really calm passing through this passage. But the captain did say there was a big black squall of bad weather chasing down on us. So we set sail at speed for our most southern point of this adventure, right inside the Antarctic Circle. As we crossed the Antarctic Circle, it was early morning, so we were all out on deck with our hot chocolate, and as the captain sounded the horns to signify that we were crossing the latitude 66 degrees and 33 minutes south, which is the Antarctic Circle, it started snowing. We were like a bunch of excited children on deck, celebrating everything around us, and we were inside the Antarctic Circle. We'd all been issued with these big yellow parkas, both for the protection from the weather, as well as for ease of identification when we were off the ship. As we sailed through the Antarctic Ocean, we sat on deck and marveled at the icebergs and sea life we were passing by. And then we got ready for our first off-ship expedition and my test of being able to manage. We were so excited to see our first penguins up close, and we visited some of the early scientific stations. Those early explorers were truly amazing people, wearing so many layers of heavy clothing, none of this high-tech clothing that we were wearing today. Back on ship, I passed the test. I could go on all future excursions with just two strict instructions. The first was, I could not go kayaking, as that was just one step too scary for them. And if they gave me an instruction, I was to follow it without question. I was delighted. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio as I go off on these incredible and amazing excursions now that I had passed my test.